Welcome to the Full 360 with Robin and John.
John, have you ever heard of something called the Crypt of Civilization?
No. I like it, though. Crypt.
It's cool, right? It sounds like it's from an Indiana Jones movie or something.
What's in the Crypt of Civilization?
A lot of things. So in the 1930s, this crypt was built in the basement of a university in Brookhaven, Georgia. It's a full room. If you imagine the inside of an Egyptian tomb, it's just like full of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
That's basically what this is. In the 30s, some people at the university got together and decided that there wasn't a proper time capsule. In the same way that the ancient Egyptians, a whole dynasty could be put together based on what they found, right? There really wasn't that, for civilization anytime after that. So they put one together.
So what's in there?
So many things, everything from classic works of literature to sound recordings of, at the time, world leaders. So speeches by Adolf Hitler and Mussolini are in there. I know, but it was 1937, right? So it was sort of that they didn't quite know where the world was going when they started to put it together.
just a couple of up-and-coming fascists.
And FDR and any of the world leaders. Copies of plays, a typewriter. There's actually a recording of somebody doing a pig call. A suey, you know, that thing that they yell when they're trying to call a pig. It was the world's greatest pig caller at the time.
I don't know about this calling a pig suey.
It's a whole other fact.
Okay. I'll try to focus.
But samples of seeds, a toaster, a baby pacifier, but thing, not just from the 30s, but things, dating from the 1800s and 1700s, and just kind of this, if you were to open the room, it would give you this cross section of what the world was like at the time based on what was going on then, but also what they thought was important, from previous years. Now, here's the catch. This is the one I like. This tomb is not to be opened until well past the year 8000.
Wait, so it was sealed off in the 1930s?
In 1940, it was sealed off. It took 3 years.
Wow, so they didn't really find out what happened to this Hitler guy.
Well, I think they had some indications when they finally sealed the door. But by then, they were kind of committed. They didn't know how that was going to play out. But this time capsule is to be sealed for another 6,120 years or so, which to me just says hope, if nothing else. That's just blind hope that humanity is going to be around for that, right?
Now, is it encased in some kind of nuclear-proof steel or something? Because, how secure is this crypt?
I don't think it's encased in a nuclear-proof steel, because this was pre-nuclear age. Yeah. So,
it's in a wooden house.
No. It is buried deep underground. And it is well reinforced. It's as reinforced as any tomb full of priceless treasures can be. It was the length of time that got me because time capsules, this time capsule is obviously the time capsule of all time capsules, but I just feel that's such optimism for, because most of them are 25 years, 100 years they tend to cap out at, right? But thousands of years.
It's impossible to imagine what the world could be like in that time, and whether humanity will be here, whether humanity will be off in other parts of space. I'm thinking of in my personal life. Mm. You know what just came to mind was in a podcast maybe a year ago or so. Yeah. And you talked about putting things in the closet for future Robin deal with.
Yeah. It was like that closet's gotten out of hand, man.
I think it was like organizing your life.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know, like that's just come to mind as like how we kind of make sense of history and time and putting things together. Because we've also talked about how we become different people almost as well. Because even in 1,000 years, humanity will be so different.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you think about...
in 100 years, right? Like
about, say, Neanderthals or...
Yeah.
The life of people even 100 years ago, like you say, who would look at what we're doing right now and think this is some kind of magic.
Mm-hmm.
We will be a different species. Just it will be related, but we'll be a different species.
Yeah.
Some kind of like half robot, half human.
I have to be honest, at this point, I'm just thinking about what's in my closet. And different person from that jackass who put that crap in there.
Right. How do you feel about past Robin now?
Can you even inconsiderate?
Be kind to your future selves, people. Clear out your closet. Well, that was great, Robin.
One of our very best, John.
And if you want to hear more, you should come over to patreon.com/thefull360 and join us for our bonus episodes.
Weekly posts.
And good vibe community.
And what was that address again, John?
patreon.com/thefull360.